I'm super excited about today's topic specifically, just because it was funny when we were going back and forth trying to figure out what the heck are we gonna do for an episode that's not a review. It just completely dawned on me where I said, "Oh my gosh, I got it." And you were like, "Heck yeah, let's run with this."
Yes. I was so happy you brought this up because I feel like the past couple years have been, well, like especially like this year in particular, I feel so many good games have either been anticipated or have come out after a long anticipating period of getting to those games. So we've just had so many good games coming out recently. It's almost been hard to keep up with every title that I truly enjoy or get a lot of fun out of, like between keeping up with older games, getting sequels, newer sequels, and whatnot, and being excited about those. And then even then, I love independent gaming and finding indie games and stuff to play, and new titles to play. There's just been so much, and I feel like I have fallen out of the loop on our current topic today, and I was so happy because like I was so ready to dive back into this world and get into it. Now I'm so excited.
Yeah, so today we are talking about The Sims, everything that deals with The Sims, but really the upcoming Sims 5 game that's supposed to be released sometime in 2024. They're saying late 2024 to early 2025, so we still have some time. But just discussing a bit of what we're hoping to see and just kind of glab about, is that the proper term, glab, that you've used in the past? Is that it?
glab gab however
Gab.
how but you're right. I'm just so excited for this game to come out. I kind of forgot about The Sims for a little while, if I'm being honest. So you brought this up and I said I definitely want to talk about it, but give me a couple days to do
To
some
prep.
research. Yeah, so I can be ready to talk about it, 'cause I haven't really done anything with The Sims in a long time. And I started looking into it and I found this Twitch stream from like 8 months ago, forever ago, that The Sims had done, where they actually had announced this The Sims 5 and talked about all these things that they were excited about adding to The Sims 4. And I was very excited watching this stream because there was things that have been added. There have been a lot of things. I've been playing The Sims 2 recently because, in my opinion, it's one of the better Sims games, and The Sims 4 makes me mad. So they've added so many things to The Sims 4 that I didn't know were even in the game, that I've been crying about wanting in the game pretty much since it released. And it made me happy that they're there now and I can go play and have those options and gameplay things available. But while I was watching the stream, it was kind of making me angry because I have been forgiving and putting up with The Sims 4 for years, and it just made the watching the stream made me realize The Sims 4 sucks, and we have needed a new Sims game to take us back to what The Sims 3 is, and just give us back our customization and just all the fun stuff that made The Sims 3 great. And yeah, The Sims 4, I realized watching this, I don't like it. I don't like it.
You are definitely in that island of people that are still diehard Sims 3 fans, Sims 2, and it's just crazy how far the game has come within the last so many years, the decades that it's been around, because the first game, the original Sims, was released in 2000. And from there, it just slowly kept growing, where the most recent game that was released, Sims 4, which is funny that it was on a 4 year, was in 2014, which is almost a decade, 10 years that we have had without a new Sims game. And there's just so many things that I think, honestly, it's funny because when you think of The Sims, you think of honestly just getting to essentially, for a lack of better term, you get to make your people do whatever the heck that you want them to do, or you can have them live their own life, whatever you would like. But with that, The Sims has not needed to release a new game because of the expansions that they keep releasing and over and over. But you're not wrong, because there are certain things that they took away in The Sims 4 that you used to be able to do and see in The Sims 3 and Sims 2.
And it's just it felt like such a step backwards, and I think one of the biggest things for me was really the customization that The Sims 3 gave to us that I really
Yes.
loved, and it was missing from The Sims 4. I grew up playing The Sims 2. The
Same.
Sims 2 was one of my favorite games. I really just loved playing with it. I loved designing the houses. I loved getting my Sims into just ridiculous situations, and I just loved the game. So when The Sims 3 came out, it blew my mind because the options and the levels of customization that I had to each of my different Sims, down to their hair, their like I could pick different fabrics from different clothes instead of just picking one shirt and just picking from like five different colors. I could completely customize different sections of that shirt to have different patterns and stuff. And then you can do that same thing with the clothes. You could make your pets really randomly customized in these weird patterns and in fun ways. And it was just so infinite, the different things that you could do with The Sims 3. And I remember just being so excited about The Sims 4 because they were talking about, I think it was like the zero load times for moving from lot to lot. Like they were like supposed to be like no load times or very minimal load times, stuff like this. I was so excited about having the customization and then the freedom that was supposed to be coming with The Sims 4. And then I opened up The Sims 4 and I started Create a Sim. And when I didn't have that, like, little, I can't even remember what it looked like in The Sims 3. It's been so long since I played, but it was like a little, like, color wheel or like star shape thing. And you could just click on whatever you wanted to customize and it would just, like, open up, like, this whole, like, world of things. And that was gone. I almost shut the game off right there.
Yeah, the customization is such a huge thing, and I think that's what a lot of Sims players love, is not only do they love getting to put their characters in specific scenarios, especially depending on the expansion packs that they have. For instance, I own the Wizarding expansion pack, and I love that one. It's so much fun. But yes, getting to customize and do things such as in The Sims 3, you were able to create your character, make their hair in an ombre or a balayage, and then now it's a very sad excuse of customization for the hair. And there's a lot of things that I think they can really run with in The Sims 5 when it comes out, and really they can really make it forgiving from the stuff that they took away from The Sims 4 and add all of that stuff back into The Sims 5 and more. And one thing that I know players have been running like wildfire with is there is this website. Haven't done it myself. I see it on TikTok all the time, where you can download these specific packs. They're not done by EA or The Sims, but they give you these scenarios, such as there is a death one where it gives you things like Jason Voorhees comes out with a huge machete, and it's just kind of like a crazy thing that they give you the option or the randomization that it does.
The modding community that exists for The Sims is absolutely immaculate, and I just love the way that The Sims is just fun with the way that you can modify it and do different things with it, and just the silly and crazy scenarios that people come up with for these. I think my favorite one that I had seen was somebody had essentially just like a violence pack downloaded
That's what I'm talking
where
about, yeah.
and they like created like a Hunger Games scenario with Disney princesses.
Oh my gosh. How morbid.
It was so funny because they were narrating it the whole time, which made it even better. But it was so funny, just like the different things that you could do with your Sims. And I just love all the different modifications that come for this game.
I will say,
And
I don't think we'll see things to that extent in the game. That will always be something that developers' side people will do on their own. I don't think EA would ever put something like that in the game.
I don't think they would just for like their own well-being and their own safety as far as like not wanting like they already kind of skirt this line of not wanting to get
Copywriting and stuff, yeah.
they don't want to get canceled by any more moms than they already are getting canceled by.
Yeah.
So and And that's fair. And I understand why they wouldn't want to do anything more risque with their games than they already have. That being said, I think that The Sims is very aware of its modding community and the fact that we're a little morbid with the way that we play with our Sims, essentially. And I think they kind of encourage it almost. And I think that The Sims actually really truly appreciates its modder community as far as what it does and the different things it creates. I think it's just happy to see the creativity.
Yeah, because honestly, they could have turned that stuff off. They could have sued people already. EA has millions and millions of dollars that they can afford lawyers. And it's so surprising that, yeah, they're just leaving it up and letting the community do with these mods what they will.
I didn't pay too much attention to this part of the stream because I was, like, very much trying to get to the part where they were talking about The Sims 5 so I can know a little bit more about that going into this. But I do think I saw somewhere in the stream where they're trying to make it to where the different customizable things that people make for in the game and possibly even mods and stuff that people make for the game are supposed to be in one centralized location from now on for The Sims. Like, there's, like, an actual place where, like, you'll be able to take your ideas and put them there for other people to download, and it be, like, a more safe option that's actually, like, headed by the actual Sim community.
So there actually is currently something like that on Origin. Origin is the application you use if you're a Mac user, and with that, it's all of EA's games, and essentially that's why you don't have discs anymore, is because obviously none of these laptops have disk drives anymore, but they have something like that where you can essentially download hairstyles that specific community members have created, makeup styles, body sizes, the gambit, and houses even, which is really cool. But the fact that what you're saying is they're going to go even one step further for mods and specific scenarios that you can do with your characters is really going to open up a whole new world of The Sims that we have yet to see from EA.
And again, I just love the way that they foster this idea of, like, just, like, creating and just giving you essentially a sandbox and a base game of just, like, okay, here's a toy, play with it, and just, like, lets our minds go wild. And it's just, no matter what we do, they're just like, yes. And I just love that energy that they have.
We know so far the things that I looked up is The Sims 5 is going to be available, of course, on PC. That is where it is. That's where its bread and butter essentially is, and where most players, I think, really have the most fun and customization when it comes to things. I will say that I was a PlayStation player back in the mid-2000s with The Sims 2 or Sims Busting Out, but it's not the same, in my personal opinion.
No, but those games are so fun in their own right. I've actually been desperately trying to find a copy of The Sims 2 on PlayStation 2 because I've just been super nostalgic for playing that game. I used to play that game for hours. Me and my brother would play it so often. My mom would walk around the house humming the pause, like, in, like, customization tunes that would play when you, like, would work on your house. Just would play those games nonstop. I would love to play that game again. I can't find, like, you shouldn't emulate games. I've been trying to find an emulated version, and I can't even find an emulated version to play. I want to play it so bad.
But we do know that, according to EA, that this is going to more than likely, of course, we know it's going to be available for it's going to be available for PC, and they haven't confirmed yet if it is going to be available for PS5, Xbox Series X and S, but we know it
I'm will thinking, come out. I'm actually thinking this is going to be one of the very first Sim games to be The Sims across every single platform. Yes. Because even with The Sims 4 and The Sims 3 on PlayStation and Xbox, it wasn't necessarily what you're used to with The Sims. It was trying very much to be that, but never quite hit the mark as far as what the PC had to offer. And I think based on, like, a few things that I've seen for The Sims 5 that I've looked into the past few days, it's looking like they're trying to set it up to where even if you were to play this game on your phone, it's going to be the same UI, the same setup, the same everything, regardless of what system you play it on.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool and something that I'm kind of shocked The Sims hasn't done
right
yet, considering like the power of like the PlayStation 4 and especially the PlayStation 5. Maybe not Switch, but newer consoles really could handle what The Sims 2, The Sims 3 were doing on PC, and definitely what The Sims 4 is doing on PC. These systems can handle it, so it was kind of weird to me that they weren't doing just The Sims on these consoles.
The cross-platform availability has been very lacking in the gamer community. It is something that is much more newer within the last, honestly, I don't even think I'm exaggerating, year and a
yeah,
half.
Yeah, because yeah, maybe like the past 2 years.
If you look at games like Diablo, for instance, Diablo that just came out, it is cross-platform availability where I can log in from PlayStation and play my character on PlayStation, and I can play and load my exact same character on my Xbox. And that's how it should have been for the longest time with every single game. And so the fact that they're finally opening up that availability is huge, which also leads into that I have been reading the multiplayer factor, which Sims players have been asking for the longest time.
Are you gonna build a house with me and live in my Sims house with me?
Well, I don't know if you remember, but when I first, because I was a late bloomer to buying The Sims 4 when it first came out, it took me a while because I was playing that game with you when you first purchased it, when you were coming out to visit. Mm-hmm. And I was creating you, I was creating Clay in the game. And so the fact that it is now opening up the idea that essentially I can have my own city, my own town, my own characters, and this is what I'm envisioning, or I would like to see with the multiplayer, is being able to, okay, I see you're online, let me zip over to your town and come visit you at your house and your builds.
Based on everything you just said, I'm envisioning very much a Animal Crossing kind of vibe.
Yes.
Of like, I've built my town, come visit it and see what my town has to offer. I could even see them, because I love the fact that basically at any point in the game, I could have whatever clothes I wanted in the game. I think they kind of started doing that in The Sims 3. I could just go up to a dresser and change my clothes into whatever mm-hmm. options were available in the game, which was nice that I didn't feel limited as far as that. But I felt like there was something kind of taken away from The Sims, because in The Sims 2, you picked your clothes for your Sims when you created them. And those were kind of it. And if you wanted more, you had to go shopping and go buy other clothes for your Sims. And again, I feel like as much as I loved having the open customization and ability to just wear whatever the hell I wanted, whenever I wanted, mm-hmm. I really, like, I was like, why would I go shopping? Why would I go to the store? There's no reason for me to. Everything I can get is literally in the catalog. Why would I go anywhere? So I would like to see if they did something like that, possibly making, like, adding those features back where it's like, yeah, I could still get all the furniture in the buy catalog at home or the build catalog, but maybe some specialty furniture I do have to go out and visit the shops and try to get it. And clothes, I still have to go out and buy my clothes and stuff like that. Like, I would very much like that. I think that would be interesting.
I would love if they went one step further with that, where they did have an option that obviously you play solo and then you can turn on multiplayer. And from there, you go to this general area that is maybe a town or something. And there it has a world shop where you can go and purchase clothing or hairstyles and not really spend money, but download it and spend Sims bucks.
Simoleons or whatever.
Thank you. Yeah. And spend that and purchase through the game and download people's designs that they created. That would be one step further.
That would be really cool. Like kind of like the Able Sisters. I'm going to keep making Animal Crossing references.
But you're not wrong.
Yeah, but very much like that where hey, I designed this, I put it up in my shop, I could even set maybe my own simoleon price to it so that I can make more simoleons to spend on other stuff. I think it would be very interesting and even add an interesting economy to the game as well.
Oh yeah, there's so much untouched territory that they can really run with that. And I think it would also be cool, and this is just, I'm kind of running with crazy ideas now, that they could even do something. I don't remember what game it was, but Katy Perry really got involved with The Sims. I know she's an avid Sims player, but it would be one step further if celebrities made their own characters and they did these online sim concerts or something. That would be
That would be so cute, and it could
wild.
be in Simlish as
Yes,
well.
yes.
That would be so great. I would love that.
Those videos are hilarious. It popped up on my TikTok feed one time where it was showing me all the different celebrities and the voiovers that they've done.
I
Mika
love watching people talk in Simlish. It is so funny.
Oh, but I think there's just so much that potential, honestly, that they can run with The Sims 5, and it is going to be interesting because creators always have that upper advantage where they can obviously look at a current game and say, you know what, okay, the last so many games that we've done, what should we bring back? What should we absolutely not bring back? What should we add? And then they also have the capability of reading fan pages on things like Reddit or wherever else in the online community to say, you know what, I like what these people are putting online. Let's go ahead and run with it and have a contest, even, and say, come up with the next Sims idea.
And I honestly think that's why they announced The Sims 5 the way that they did, because this is the first time we've known this far in advance that we're getting a new Sims game.
Absolutely.
Most of the time it's just months before release, hey, new Sims game, be ready. And so this is the first time we're getting the announcement so early, and I think what they're trying to do is I think they understand as much as a success that The Sims 4 has been for them. I think they understand that there were a lot of failings, especially when the game first came out amongst its fan base.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to avoid basically having to spend years and years and years like they had to do with The Sims 4 to get it onto par with even close to what the original games were doing. I think they're trying to avoid that altogether and kind of as they're adding things as they're developing things, and we're getting to see these like little sneak peeks and previews, and we're getting to respond and react to them. I think they're trying to get an idea of what we actually want out of the next Sims game so they don't make the same mistakes that they did with The Sims 4.
Oh, absolutely. And it's honestly going to be just the clock is ticking on the fan base because fans of The Sims, we have been long life players. As you mentioned earlier, you've been playing since you were a kiddo. I've been playing since I was a kid. And I vividly remember late nights on Saturday, Friday nights after school, I would come home and I would play for hours into probably 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, just Sims, listening to my favorite music. And there's just something that has such a there's something that has fond memories for me when it comes to The Sims, especially playing it with friends like yourself when I was growing up or other friends. And it's just wild how there's so many new Sim players too that have come into fruition since exactly as we said, it's almost been a decade since the last game came out. They keep adding more mods and more expansion packs. And the fact that they keep adding these expansion packs, there's no reason to make a whole new game. But I think 10 years is more than enough time.
So I wanted to ask you, have you seen any of the de development like imagery or videos for The Sims 5?
I'm gonna say no, because I see videos that come up on TikTok, but I don't know if they're legitimate videos and stilts or not. So if you have any that you know are absolutely legitimate, please send them my way.
I will. I'll send you that stream that I watched because I think you're going to probably scream out loud the same exact way that I did. And I am fully aware that a lot of what I'm seeing now might not necessarily make it into the game or
Right.
could be very different by the time the game actually comes out because we're still very, it, like when they showed this, it was still very, very early on in development. But Nikki, a lot of the things that we miss about The Sims 3, I think is going to be in The Sims 5, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I think they're getting rid of the grids too, where you can just put things
Oh,
anywhere.
thank goodness. Oh my gosh.
I almost cried when I saw that.
That's the thing when it comes to these announcements is they want to see how the fan base is reacting this early on. And usually from what we have seen with movies and especially movies that are cartoon, CGI, things like that, if the fan base is not happy, they're gonna go in and make changes.
And I'm very happy to see that that's what they're really trying to do with The Sims 5. And again, they made so many mistakes with The Sims 4, things that they literally only just fixed at the top of the year, beginning or not beginning, end of last year. They only just started to fix some of these issues that have been glaring problems with this game since its release. And I love the fact that they're trying to be proactive and get ahead of those and just give us the game that we want on release for this new game.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, and it's just really exciting whenever they start announcing more information and confirming or saying, no, we're definitely not doing this. We'll keep everybody posted as it comes out.
Yes. And I will probably play a little bit of it on Batcat Chat. So, whenever it comes out, look forward to that because I love The Sims, and I'm sure me and Clay can get into some shenanigans. And honestly, that would be if since it's multiplayer, what a wonderful opportunity for another crossover
I know, right? I was literally just thinking the same exact thing.
episode.
Since we didn't give a rating for our last episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, because obviously that is one of my absolute favorite TV shows that has come out, there was no reason to give it a popcorn rating, but
Nikki was always going to give it an extra large bag, and if I didn't give it an extra large bag, then I wouldn't be here recording this episode with you because Nikki would have ended me. So.
But I think it's just fair to give The Sims as a whole a popcorn rating.
Yes.
Honestly, it's just fair.
Yes, for sure. Okay, so my popcorn rating for the Sims series as a whole is going to be an extra large bag of popcorn, get some popcorn salt, get some butter, everything on there. The Sims has been, again, just such a wonderful series to play. I am so nostalgic for it. I have so many childhood friends that I had played this game with. I played it with my brother and with my sister. We all of us still play it to this day. We love the games. They're so much fun. I have memories of playing the games with you, and it's just hours have gone into every single title of this game, and I just absolutely adore it, and I can't wait to see where it goes next. And honestly, I'm a little upset at myself for ignoring it for a while because there's been a lot of cool Sims news that I've been missing out on since I've been ignoring the game and just been playing The Sims 2.
For shame. I will have to second that and also give it an extra large bag just because this is honestly where my gaming days really took off. I was an early gamer playing things like Super Mario Bros. And GTA at an age I probably shouldn't have been playing it and things like that. But honestly, The Sims has always been a tried and true game to me. It has such a nostalgic feel, as you were saying, with playing it with friends and just the hours and hours that I spent just staying up late and a part of my youth, in a weird way to think about it, that the fact that a game can leave such fond memories speaks volume, in my personal opinion. So, extra large bag, Sims 5, I'll welcome it with open arms, and I'm excited for it to come out. It's been so long
Too
overdue.
long. Too long.
Well, this was a very exciting episode, and I think next week's episode is going to be even more exciting. We are heading back to movie and TV shows, which we are coming in with a movie. And Rachel, I'll let you go ahead and give the fun hint. Perfect. Love it. So stay tuned, everybody, for that episode coming at you. And we have some other great episodes coming your way.
I'm looking forward to the season so much. We have so much good stuff.
Well, let's keep this momentum going. But otherwise, thanks for revisiting just memory lane with me and
Of
talking all things
course.
Sims.
Of course, anytime.
Let's do this again soon. Once we know more, let's do an update.
Heck yeah. Once The Sims 5 comes out, we'll do another episode and talk about The Sims again. For
Awesome.
sure. But until then.
Until then, everyone, we'll check y'all later.
Bye. If you like Two Girls, One Review, go subscribe wherever it is that you listen to your podcast.
You know what's funny? I'm getting a little sidetracked here, but we both still wear headphones with wires.
Yeah, I know. My last pair died because I left them in my pants pocket,
Oh
and then I
no.
washed them.